Welcome, Kirsten.
Hey, Meg.
Peter Pan Seafoods was a fixture in Bristol Bay for decades. But last year, the company ran out of money and could no longer pay its debts. It didn't go bankrupt exactly. Instead, it was put into receivership. Can you explain what happened?
Right. So bankruptcy is typically a voluntary legal process where a company in financial trouble would seek out protection from collections. In this case, Wells Fargo, which is Peter Pan's major lender, petitioned a court in King County, Washington back in April to place the company in a receivership, which is a way for creditors to recover debt. Another difference is that a receivership is involuntary, and it allows a court to appoint a neutral party to sell off assets and pay back that debt.
Okay, got it. So this is not a voluntary bankruptcy process. It is an involuntary process. And that request from Wells Fargo was granted by the court back in April.
Exactly. Wells Fargo said in its request that Peter Pan had missed payroll and owed tens of millions of dollars, and the court appointed a fiduciary group based in California to be the company's receiver.
Peter Pan's King Cove processing facility is now closed, and Silver Bay is running its Dillingham facility and its Port Moeller facility. But Silver Bay doesn't actually own those facilities, at least not yet. What's going on there?
Well, exactly that so far. Before this all happened, Silver Bay said that its plans for this summer in Dillingham and Port Moeller were part of its long-term restructuring plan. Since then, Silver Bay has reiterated that it intends to work with Peter Pan's court-appointed receiver on any long-term plans for the facilities. But there hasn't been a lot of news, at least as far as acquisitions from Peter Pan outside of that.
This summer, wall folks in Bristol Bay have been busy fishing. Silver Bay put in a bid. Then Peter Pan owner Roger May swooped in to counter bid. Tell us the story of that financial saga.
Right. I think it's important to get out in front and say anything we know about these bids are coming from claims made by Peter Pan's co-owner Roger May in court documents. So there's not really a paper trail to look at and say this person offered this much for this processing plant. That being said, Roger May has argued, again, in court filings, that the process hasn't fairly estimated the worth of some of Peter Pan's assets. He says in one instance he learned of a bid from Silver Bay for some of those assets and put in his own offer, which wasn't accepted. I guess one of the more concrete things I can say is that in the last week, Roger May asked the court to approve his request to purchase 8 Peter Pan assets, including the Port Moeller processing facility and the fuel business in King Cove.
Oh, interesting. So May is still trying to get some of Peter Pan's assets back, but it's not really clear if he's trying to get everything back.
Yeah, right.
In addition to claiming that Silver Bay had an unfair advantage in that process, May also claimed that Peter Pan owed him money. What did the court say about both of those claims?
Yeah, again, in court filings, Roger May has argued that he and his wife are also Peter Pan creditors and are owed about $40 million. He has also claimed that Silver Bay hired away Peter Pan executives as a way to buy up some of the company's assets, which Silver Bay very quickly said was not true. The court won't necessarily rule on all these individual things, but it did amend the receivership order recently upon Roger May's request to allow for more time and transparency for the sale of the company's assets, which he had argued would benefit junior creditors. So those are people who are owed money other than Wells Fargo.
So now May can bid on any of Peter Pan's assets, and presumably so can anyone else. Do we know yet who will wind up running these facilities after the season ends, or is that still anyone's guess?
Yeah. There's been some rumors as far as the facilities that are up for sale, but nothing's been announced. There's also assets that aren't real tangible property like fisheries quota, so it's hard to say who will end up with what when all is said and done.
Thanks so much, Kirsten.
Thanks for having me, Meg.